We're learning the article, The Teaching of Kabbalah and Its Essence, with the title, The Language of Kabbalah is Like Any Spoken Language, and Its Advantage is in the Meaning Contained Within a Single Word. The language of Kabbalah is like any spoken language, and its advantage is in the meaning contained within a single word. At first glance, the language of Kabbalah seems like a mixture of the three above-mentioned languages. However, one who understands how to use it will find that it is a simple it is a unique language in and of itself, from beginning to end. This does not pertain to the words, but to their instructions. This is the whole difference between them. In the first three languages, there is almost no instruction to a single word, allowing the examiner to understand what the word implies. Only by joining several words, and sometimes also portions, can their content and instruction be understood. Advantage in the language of Kabbalah is that each and every word in it discloses its content and instruction to the examiner in utter precision, no less than in any other human language. Each word carries its own precise definition that cannot be replaced with another.
Let's go over it again.
We'll read it again. The language of Kabbalah is like any spoken language, and its advantage is in the meaning contained within a single word. At first glance, the language of Kabbalah seems like a mixture of the three above-mentioned languages. However, one who understands how to use it will find that it is a unique language in and of itself, from beginning to end. This does not pertain to the words, but to their instructions. This is the whole difference between them. In the first three languages, there is almost no instruction to a single word, allowing the examiner to understand what the word implies. Only by joining several words, and sometimes also portions, can their content and instruction be understood. The advantage in the language of Kabbalah is that each and every word in it discloses its content and instruction to the examiner in utter precision, no less than any other human language. Each word carries its own precise definition that cannot be replaced with another.
Meaning that the wisdom of Kabbalah has a special language, the language of branches, and through it we can talk about the spiritual forces that do not appear in our earthly desires, hence we cannot describe them with what we do in our world according to the corporeal feelings. Hence, this language is truly a different form of language. It's descriptions to phenomena that are felt by people who are in exalted spiritual qualities, and then for these qualities are given, and what appears in them, they're given appellations that are different, strange. Sometimes they're called the language of branches. There are four languages in the language of Kabbalah, the language of the angels, of the prophets. There's all kinds of such, because the truth is that our problem is that we cannot talk and connect between us in concepts of this world and talk about what is being revealed in a higher up world. Here, the problem, this is where the main problem is. Okay, let's go first of all to Germany Congress.
Guten Morgen, lieber Rav. Ich habe eine Frage von meinen Zehen. Und zwar, wir spüren
Good morning, Rav. I have a question from my ten. We feel in our Congress that through our connection, we are giving the whole worldly force. Can we support each other?
Und so das gesamte Weltkrieg auf unsere
All over the world, by having congresses, local congresses in all kinds of countries?
I didn't understand. I didn't understand the question.
Can we support?
Wir spüren auf unserem deutschsprachigen Kongress, dass wir mit unserer Verbindung die Kraft der Verbindung
In this Congress here, we feel that
können wir als Weltkli
through this force of connection, we're giving force to the whole Weltkli. The question is, can the whole Weltkli support each other this way if we have throughout the whole world local congresses? And this way we can awaken this force.
Certainly, yes. Certainly through such conventions we can awaken the force of connection all over the world. Because so in your convention there are representatives from all kinds of countries, all kinds of languages and nations. So therefore, certainly if you work on advertising it and exit the small framework of the convention to more broader circles, then by that you can expand the wisdom of Kabbalah to the world and advance the world to its correction for a world that is suffering and is expecting it, even though the world doesn't know that there is a solution to all of these problems of this world. Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот языки обычные, вот ну те,
которые говорят люди, они являются результатом. Ordinary languages that people talk with are as a result of some common agreements about concepts. People agree this is called this, and that's it. But that's not the wisdom of Kabbalah. Baal Salam writes that that's the most precise language. How was this language born? And what's the mutual agreement here?
Our regular earthly languages, we know how they were discovered by us tasting, feeling, stumbling upon all kinds of phenomena and feeling them, and therefore we have a certain common response to the same phenomena. And from that, words and different responses appear to us from what we receive in our world. In the wisdom of Kabbalah, the Kabbalists, when they reach different spiritual phenomena, they also feel those same phenomena, each of them, even though it's somewhat different than the other. Just like in our world, we cannot compare who feels how bitter it is or how sweet it is. But rather there's an agreement that this is in general bitter and this is in general sweet. That's also in the wisdom of God. There's an agreement between the Kabbalists that this is like this and this is like that. And therefore they found from their connection and understanding in the upper world and these upper phenomena, they found for themselves also the language of branches in our world. And this is how this language developed. Therefore, later we have the language of the Sfirot and more precise things that we can't yet talk about because we don't feel them. But when we reach these phenomena, these matters, we will understand them, talk about them, and we'll have many additional possibilities to connect and understand one another in a way that we're truly connecting as one man and one heart, without any external word and some necessity from within to talk with one another, but rather we will feel and understand that everything is in one heart.
Peter 3.
Мы много лет развиваем язык интегрального воспитания. Какое его место и как его?
For years we've been developing the language of the integral education. What's the place of that language and how to connect it to the language of Kabbalah?
In this we want to bring people closer to the wisdom of Kabbalah and to bring them closer to connection between them, so that from that they will also enter into the study of the languages that are in the spiritual perception. Hence, this whole integral language that we're talking about is as a preparation for the languages of Kabbalah. Okay.
No.
Good. Well, Niv, where are we?
We're in the title, Forgetting the Wisdom. Since the concealment of the Zohar, this important language has gradually been forgotten, as its users became fewer. Also, there was a cessation of one generation, where the receiving sage did not convey it to an understanding receiver. Since then, there has been an immeasurable deficit. You can evidently see that the Kabbalist, Rabbi Moshe de Leon, who was the last to possess it, and by whom it was revealed to the world, did not understand one word of it. Since in those books where he introduces pieces from the book of Zohar, it is evident that he did not understand the words at all, as he interpreted it according to the language of the Bible. He completely confused the understanding, although he himself had a wonderful attainment, as his composition demonstrates. So it was for generations. All the Kabbalists dedicated their entire lives to understanding the language of the Zohar, but could not find their hands or legs, since they forced the language of the Bible on it. Hence, this book was sealed before them, as it was to Rabbi Moshe de Leon himself.
Meaning there's a cessation between what the Kabbalists knew at one point and managed to clarify to one another about it until Rabbi Moshe de Leon, who was a great Kabbalist that lived in France and Spain back then was not so clear yet. It's not certain yet. But in the 12th century, in those times, and he was a great Kabbalist, but when he passed, all his writings remained with his widow, and amongst them was also the Book of Zohar. Therefore, well, she didn't have what to live from, and she didn't know that these books are prohibited from being sold, that they're not for everyone. So she sold them. And this is how the Book of Zohar was revealed in the world, from the 12th century, from Rabbi Moshe de Leon, and therefore, everyone thinks, most think, well, many people think that Rabbi Moshe de Leon is the one that wrote the Book of Zohar, and not 1,200 years prior to him, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his students. And this is how it also came to us. Whoever wants to ask, PT 19.
So he tells us that in the Book of Zohar, there's no way to understand even one word. Even Moshe Leon didn't understand what's written there. On the one hand, on the other hand, we read a few minutes ago that he writes that only the combination of a few words, even portions, sometimes you can understand them. How can we understand that? On the one hand, he says, you have to understand. On the other hand, we learn, we have to feel. So what comes first?
Not this and not that. You need to use all the writings of the wisdom of Kabbalah like a special force that helps according to your inclination to bring you closer to spirituality, to the fact that your heart will be refined and be able to feel what it's talking about. And it's not that your intellect will suddenly understand what it's talking, what it's written about.
Hold on. So when will we be able to understand the Book of Zohar? What is the Book of Zohar at all? What he writes here?
It's not important. This is not what it talks about because you won't understand any word in it anyway.
My question is, will we be able to understand it or to reach the feeling?
You won't understand or reach a feeling, but rather it's a sgula, a virtue, just like all the writings of Kabbalah. All the writings of Kabbalah, you're reading about what's happening in a world above you, which you don't understand anything about. But you read it and learn it as a virtue. A virtue. Read what Baal HaSulam writes in all kinds of places. A virtue. What's a sgula, a virtue? That it will help you open your heart and you will start to feel what they're really writing about.
So this is what I asked you. Does a Kabbalist feel the Zohar?
A Kabbalist does feel.
Also, test is the same. You can also understand or feel.
Also, yes. And the study of Tensfilot, it's even greater problem because there it seems like you can understand everything according to a person's intellect. And I saw many people that understand seemingly what's written there. That's it. But it's truly like Baal HaSulam says, it's interesting, like it's similar to counting letters.
Yeah, when he came from Europe, he saw the group, he started being angry. What are you doing? Are you reading the Zohar or the study of the Tensfilot? I don't remember.
Yes.
Getting angry. Thank you.
Santiago.
Amado Rav, ¿cómo podemos,
dear Rav, how can we note and understand that there are moments where the Zohar, where there's like an implementation of the text in a literal way, and sometimes to see it as something that's like an allegory? What's the principle that works here? When to read the Zohar as something that's talking about something real, and when to see it as an allegory or parable.
We can't make these discernments about the Zohar. The main thing we learn is for it to affect our heart, no more than that. to affect our heart so that our heart will soften a bit, will be closer to the feeling of the force of bestowal, because the Creator is the force of bestowal. We want to discover Him, so we ourselves need to be in the force of bestowal. So when we read the Book of Zohar, we expect our heart to soften and to advance towards the force of bestowal. So according to the equivalence of ours with the Creator, to a certain extent, we'll be able to feel Him. But it's to the extent that I myself am in the force of bestowal, not in any other way.
If so, Rav, it's like a code or a vessel for connecting the soul, seemingly, to connect to the soul.
Yes, yes, it's like a remedy. We don't know how it works. But Kabbalists tell us, like a physician who tells his patient, take that and you'll see how it will work. That's how we take it, as a remedy, the Book of Zohar. And in general, all the writings of Kabbalah, we try to adhere to them, because that's considered that we're getting a remedy and it should help. Be'er Sheva.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World 10. With your permission, the first thing I want to bless the convention in Berlin and say that this causes us great envy and that's advancing the Kli already. That's one of the great virtues. The second thing, a question about the text. This article, which talks about the language of Kabbalah, is talking about such exalted matters. Did Baal HaSulam want to build for us the deficiency to work only intention and not to relate to the Song of Songs or the Zohar, anything that's detailed, and for it to all be expressed in the end of correction?
The end of correction, I don't know, but this will certainly help us advance. Okay, Niv, what should we do now?
Are we continuing?
The Kabbalah of the Ari, maybe we should move on to the test, or maybe because of the Congress we shouldn't. Should we?
What do the friends want?
What do they want in the Congress?
Alex?
Friends in the Congress, what do you want? Do you want to move on to the test or to stay in this article? They're not... You know what? Let's
in this article.
Wir möchten gerne bleiben bei diesem.
Yes, okay, got it. I felt that. So let's move on, Niv.
The Kabbalah of the Ari. This was so until the arrival of the unique Kabbalist, the Ari. His attainment was above and beyond any boundary. And he opened the language of the Zohar for us and paved our way in it. Had he not passed away so young, it is hard to imagine the amount of light that would be drawn out of the Zohar. The little we have been granted with has paved a way and inlet and true hope that over the generations, our understanding would grow to fully grasp it.
There is something very strange here. On the one hand, it's the revelation of the Creator to the created beings. A very, very big thing. And how is it that it goes through all kinds of incidents, seemingly? Some fellow comes. He was only 37 when he passed away. And he wasn't from some family of sages. We don't even know where he learned it from. Some uncle he had that was a sold cloth in Egypt, and he used to work with him, and he moved to Israel. He grew up here, and he taught a few people, and that's the origin of all the modern wisdom of Kabbalah, what we say that is correct today. It's also true about Rashbi and his friends. 10 people sitting in a cave, learning and writing the book of Zohar. The entire wisdom of Kabbalah, which is the revelation of the Creator to the created beings, has gone through such states that we don't really understand in our modern intellect. Healthy intellect. We understand how languages develop, how science develops, but how does it happen that knowledge about godliness, about the systems of heaven, what happens, how does that come to our world by chance or in a way that we don't really respect or understand? There are many questions here. But the truth is, it cannot be revealed in any other way. Only through few people, certain incidents between all kinds of things that are opposite, they're different, they cover the truth. And that's how it works. Why? Because we can't grasp how the way that it's revealed, how the wisdom has to, what the path it has to go through, this wisdom. It has to go through certain people where the right approach is developed, a new perception, how much it comes to us in our days, and here too, all kinds of different, seemingly incidental people, foreigners, not students of sages or simply, sorry for saying, but simple people, ordinary people, no one is excellent in something. And so it happens that the wisdom of Kabbalah is revealed specifically this way. And the truth is, that's how it's written, that only those may feel a tendency towards it and to reach the realization. We are yet to discover that, but what I want to say is, don't be impressed because we're drawing the simple people and they're going through all kinds of events, and that's how, even though it's not according to our logic or mind and emotion, specifically this way, we reach the revelation of godliness. Just as the Creator is concealed, that's how we discover Him in a way that's concealed from us. Bulgaria.
Hello, Rav. A question from a friend. He's asking, what do we need to be able to control the language of prayer? Do we need to learn it?
If we'll advance as we're advancing now, you'll start feeling in your heart a tendency towards the Creator, a demand for the Creator, and that will be called a prayer. Moscow 7.
Rav, from the beginning, when we started to study the article, I have a question about the fact that we're learning that in spirituality, nothing changes, right? On the other hand, how to understand that Kabbalists in different times use different languages to explain the same system, the spiritual system? With Baal HaSulam, I don't remember which article, there's a nice example where he describes it. where he attends, it's like he sits in London, like the storefronts and the lights, and there's some kind of lack of understanding, if you could explain.
There is spirituality that does not depend on us, but rather each and every one, as much as he equalizes it himself with it, and to the extent that he does, accordingly he discovers. Then he has a problem how to express his revelation, to picture it, to tell about it, to sing it. But that has nothing to do with spirituality itself. It exists outside of a person's attainment. It's of itself. It's the Creator ready for the perception of the Creator being. That's how we should perceive it and then depict it. Turkey 1.
Thank you, Rav. My friend is asking, is the Zohar a narrow bridge for us? How do we get into it? Do we need to read constantly for that?
No, we can read Zohar, especially the first volume of all our books, the first volume. That's called the Introduction of the Book of Zohar. And that's important. It incorporates this introduction, the whole book of Zohar. That's what Rabash told me. That's why. This is why. Well, we'll learn that. I hope we're about to learn it soon. Niv.
We're continuing with the paragraph, yet you must understand. Yet you must understand the reason why all the great sages who followed the Ari abandoned all the books that they compiled in this wisdom and in the commentaries on the Zohar and nearly prohibited themselves even from seeing them and dedicated their lives to the words of the Ari.
This means that anyone who came after the Ari, it's as if he got an instruction from the sages not to engage in anything except for the book of Zohar, by the Ari, meaning what the Ari prepared. Next.
This was not because they did not believe in the sanctity of the sages preceding the Ari. God forbid that we should think so. Since anyone with eyes in the wisdom could see that the attainment of those great sages in the wisdom of truth was immeasurable. Only an ignorant fool could doubt them. However, their logic and the wisdom followed the first three languages. Although each language is true and fitting in its place, it is not completely fitting and quite misleading to understand the wisdom of Kabbalah contained in the Zohar using these words. Since this is a completely different language, since it was forgotten, for this reason, we do not use their explanations, either the explanations of Rabbi Moshe Deleon himself or those of his successors, as their words in interpreting the Zohar are not true. And to this day, we have but one commentator, the Ari. In light of the above said...
Hold on. Maybe they have questions. Go ahead.
Oh,
you have a question. So you ask?
To the best of my knowledge, the Ari did not take the book of Zohar like Baal HaSulam and interpret it. He uses from time to time, he relates to it, brings here and there excerpts from there.
The thing is, he didn't interpret the whole book as Baal HaSulam did. The thing is, the approach to the book of Zohar. The others could not reveal this correct or true approach. That's it. Bulgaria 1.
Rav, it's not quite clear what the language of Kabbalah is. Is this a language that a person who has connection with the Creator uses?
I didn't understand the question. Repeat, please.
Lo shomim.
He asked, what is the language of Kabbalah? Is there someone who... The question is, thus far, it's not quite clear what the language of Kabbalah is. What's written in the initial sources, or is it something that someone has connection with the upper force uses?
The language of Kabbalah is the language of branches. That's something we've learned, but we'll learn again. The language of branches, which is, we have a problem to connect the upper world with our lower one. So Kabbalists invented a language called the language of branches, because they knew this language of root and branch. The root is the Creator, and we are the branches. And how? Through the bestowal of the Creator comes to us bestowal. And how can we call this language, this bestowal, in the right way, the right language? That's what Kabbalists invented for us. And so what they invented, they called it the language of branches. Okay?
How can we be certain that this is the correct language? Because there are many Kabbalists in the world.
No, but after the Ari, we already have a clear path how we should develop ourselves in order to receive bestowal from the Creator and to understand it. The main thing is what we're doing now is in order to open up our vessels as root and branch to resemble our root in order to bestow, as He does, and accordingly we'll be able to understand what He says. We'll get from Him all the bestowals in our vessel, to the extent that our vessel is in the form of bestowal to Him. That's the main thing about the language of branches. Later we'll learn with you what the language of branches is in all the five senses. Sight, sound, smell, touch. But first of all, this, we have to be in the same form of bestowal to Him, just as He is for us. Then we'll start feeling each other like a baby feeling his mother.
Kiev 1.
Yes, dear Rav. We know that the Ari himself didn't write books, but Malchu wrote them. How, nevertheless, did he manage to pass this language to his students in this manner? Like for Chaim Vital, who wrote this, because there's a very interesting structure there.
The language is not to the extent that it's written. The language is to the extent that there's adhesion between the teacher and the student. It has nothing to do with time, even today. Now, when you're 500 years after the Ari, you can, by your work, reach a state where you are attached to the Ari, and you hear from him, and you can speak with him like someone speaks to his friend.
What is that degree of adhesion of a Kabbalist that we have to can hear him?
There are 2 degrees, from heart, according to the brain and according to the heart, we can call them. Yes.
What is it? It's adhesion with what? With his spiritual degree, or?
A connection between the vessels. A connection between the vessels. And it has nothing to do with if someone is alive or dead. It has nothing to do with anything at all. As it is written, when the Ari passed away, how he talked to Cohen, to his student. If you will merit, I will come and teach you. And it doesn't matter if I'm alive now or dead.
It's like at a certain stage you start to feel the vessels of the teacher.
You will come to that and you'll see how it happens. You cannot deal in these concealed things yet. Baltia 3.
Yes, hello Rav, hello World Kli. With time, the way that the wisdom of Kala was passed changed through all kinds of languages. Through what language will the last generation attain the spiritual system? Will the language of Kabbalah change and become clearer?
First of all, it doesn't go according to generations, just like you count the generations. It's not that within a few years the generation will change. Human development was in a way that it received spiritual shapes, spiritual bestowal in the form of a Bible, for instance, and people used to understand and be impressed of that. And now it's the shape, it's impressed through Kabbalah, the language of Kabbalah. Also, this is not clear, it's not yet revealed to everyone, but still, during the time of the Ari, from the time of the Ari and on, this language is already there, ready for everyone whose heart is ready to perceive the language and to feel it. Beyond that, there is nothing to say. It will only confuse you. Okay?
Meaning, Rav, this language will remain with all of humanity, yes?
Yes, the language of branches as we are now. We're in generally, when the last generation, it won't change. Belarus.
Rabbi, I hope that the question is in place. When we talk about the language of Kabbalah, we talk first of all about the language of the Zohar. Is Psalms also written in the language of Kabbalah?
That has nothing to do with the expression, the corporeal expression. It's about the vessels that are at a certain height. So, our generation is ready to perceive the revelation of godliness in his way. And this shape is called a language. It's not what you now think. It's not the same direction. It's not a style. It's not a difference between English and French.
Moscow 7.
Good morning, Rav. I wanted to ask, a person who has already attained spirituality, when he studies, let's say, the study of Ten Sefirot, and he learns about Parzuf Gargata, for example. So from this degree, he draws upon himself light. What gives a person altogether this study? Let's say the study of tests for someone who's attained something.
He wants to attain what he's learning, and that's why he awakens in that light that reforms, that shines on him, and corrects his vessels. That's all.
Niv, Niv,
continue.
In light of the above said, it follows that the internality of the wisdom of Kabbalah is no different from the internality of the Bible, the Talmud, and the legends. The only difference between them is in their explanations. This is similar to a wisdom that has been translated into four languages. Naturally, the essence of the wisdom has not changed at all by the change of language. And all we need to think of is which translation is the most convenient for conveying the wisdom to the reader. So is the matter before us. The wisdom of truth, meaning the wisdom of the revelation of godliness in his ways to the created beings, like secular teachings, must be passed on from generation to generation. Each generation adds a link to its predecessors, and thus the wisdom evolves. Moreover, it becomes more suitable for expansion in the public. Hence, each sage must pass on to his students and to the following generations everything he has inherited in the wisdom from earlier generations, as well as the additions with which he himself has been rewarded. Clearly, the spiritual attainment, as it is attained by the attaining, cannot be passed on to another, and all the more so be written in a book, since spiritual objects cannot come in letters of the imagination whatsoever, even though it is written, and by the ministry of the prophets have I used stimulation, it is not literally so.
Yes, maybe read it again.
We'll continue to read. This is, in light of the above said, it follows that this internality of the wisdom of Kabbalah is no different from the internality of the Bible, the Talmud, and the legends. The only difference between them is in their explanations. This is similar to a wisdom that has been translated into four languages. Naturally, the essence of the wisdom has not changed at all by the change of language. All we need to think of is which translation is the most convenient for conveying the wisdom to the reader. So is the matter before us. The wisdom of truth, meaning the wisdom of the revelation of godliness in his ways to the created beings, like spiritual teachings, must be passed on from generation to generation. Each generation adds a link to its predecessors, and thus the wisdom evolves. Moreover, it becomes more suitable for expansion in the public. Hence, each sage must pass on to his students and to the following generations everything he has inherited in the wisdom from earlier generations, as well as the additions with which he himself has been rewarded. Clearly, the spiritual attainment, as it is attained by the attaining, cannot be passed on to another, and all the more so be written in a book. Since spiritual objects cannot come to in letters of the imagination whatsoever, and though it is written, and by the ministry of the prophets have I used similitudes, it is not literally so.
Yes, we'll see how we'll perceive this bit by bit. It will be revealed. It will be cleared, even though it's not clear now. Turkey one.
Thank you, Rob. My friend is asking, everything is very well understandable and can be felt fully in the lesson, but everything is erased after the lesson. Why is that? How will the Creator and friends be in our minds 24 hours a day?
Everything is erased from your head and everything is erased from the heart in order for us to go forward. And every time, as it is written, there will be new in your eyes. That's why you shouldn't be afraid. If you all of a sudden you're empty, I have nothing, I haven't learned anything, I don't know, I don't understand, I can't feel, I'm amazed. How can that be? I can't look at my life. How should I look at my life? Without any memory, any discernment from yesterday to today, that's the way it is. Why? So that you'll be able, like a baby, to cling to the Creator in each and every state as a new state. And only this way will you come to the truth. And he who does not forget what he previously had, he doesn't go to, according to the verse, every day they should be new in your eyes, he will not be able to attain spirituality. That's why. Don't be afraid at all. It's a very narrow bridge. We're walking this way, as Kabbalists say, and we attain. Good luck and all the best. Niv.
Our schedule for today, between 10 to 10:30 a.m. Israel time, the study of 10 Sefirot with Rav Lightman. Between 12 and 1 in the afternoon lesson with Rav Lightman. Of course, everyone's invited to join us for the afternoon lesson. We'll have a special lesson with the European Congress, and the study material will be about the importance of dissemination. So everyone's invited to connect to us during the afternoon lesson with the convention in Germany, and special study material about the importance of dissemination. And between 6:30, 7:30 p.m. Israel time, the World Gathering of Friends. We will conclude. Thank you and good day.
Searching together, following the scent that leads to life. To each heart, there's a door to love, where we find a way to rise above ourselves. It's you that lights our hearts, it's you that shines in us forever. With every broken part, it's you that binds us all together. It's you that lights our hearts forever in our praise beyond the veil. Together we rise, together we rise, together we rise, together we rise. Gonna find a way to go above my reason. Gonna find a way to love outside myself. door.